Turkey will soon be moving forward with its plans to carry out a military operation in northern Syria to combat Syrian Kurdish fighters that Turkish leaders see as a threat. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
US-backed Kurdish-led forces say American troops have begun pulling back from positions along the border in northeast Syria ahead of an expected Turkish invasion that the Syrian Kurds say will overturn 5 years of achievements in the battle against the Islamic State group. They think the pullback represents a major shift in US policy in the region. A video posted by a Kurdish news agency shows a convoy of American armored vehicles apparently heading away from a border area. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
House Democrats may get new information in their impeachment probe of President Trump. AP's Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
There is a second whistleblower with what the person's lawyer says is firsthand knowledge of key events that could back up the original whistleblower's complaint. That might undermine efforts by President Trump and allies to discredit that complaint as being based on second or third-hand information. Attorney Mark Zaid represents both and says the new whistleblower has talked with the intelligence community's watchdog. Democrat Jim Himes, who sits on the House Intelligence Committee, says a second whistleblower could signal a shift inside the government, with more people speaking out against the president, who continues insisting he did nothing wrong. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A bomb blast in eastern Afghanistan killed at least 10 people, including a child, Monday. An Afghan official says the attack targeted a minibus carrying new army recruits. The official says the attack in Jalalabad City wounded 27 other people, some of them critically. For all the latest news, please visit us at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Clashes between Iraqi security forces and anti-government protesters killed at least 15 people in an eastern Baghdad neighborhood.